Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Do you base your life on the truth of God's Word? Most people don't let the Bible get in the way of what they believe, but what you believe shapes you. And if you're not experiencing the promises of God in your life, it's time to make the Word of God the foundation of your life. You see, the Word of God doesn't change, and no matter how much the world is changing around you, the Bible is God-breathed and absolute truth. You can believe the lies of the devil, take the facts at face value, and end up imprisoned in sin, sickness, sorrow, and lack. Or you can dig into the Word of God, build your faith, take a stand on the truth, and launch out in the freedom of God's Word. In today's message titled, Freedom Begins with Knowing the Truth, Evangelist Paul Acqua speaks on how God's Word is the truth that will set you free. Let's join in.
More than 2,000 years ago, Jesus came from heaven to this earth to make salvation available to everyone. And today, approximately 2.38 billion people practice some form of Christianity in the world. This means that about one-third of the world's total population is Christian. But how many Christians are free from bondage, from guilt, from poverty, from depression, from fear, from anxiety, from sinful lives, from sickness, from their past, and on I can go. But this is good news because knowing the truth is actually what will make you free. That's the beginning of freedom. This whole concept that we are free is completely wrong. If you don't understand this, listen to what Jesus said in the book of John chapter 8, verse 32. And I read from the scripture, so you know I'm not the one making it up. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 32, and this is Jesus speaking, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It's only the truth you know that makes you free, my friend. What you don't know is destroying you. The Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So it's the truth you know which will make you free. Knowing the truth is for our protection from bondage and fear, because truth provides freedom. Truth is providing freedom power. Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Truth is the foundation of everything, and it's so sad that most people don't know the truth. So what's the truth that Jesus is talking about? The Word of God is God's revealed truth to you and me. Truth is God-given. It is His Word to us. And because most people don't know the Word of God, because most people don't use the Word of God as their foundation of truth, truth has become a moving target. And that's so sad. So people are just constantly changing what they believe to be true. If the truth is only what you think it is, and what she thinks it is, and what they think it is, then what is the truth? That's very important. And that's what Pilate asked Jesus Christ, what's the truth? If you ask the average person what truth is, they don't even know where to stand on that subject. They don't know where to stand on that matter. They don't know how to answer that question because they don't know the truth. The truth you know will set you free. And the truth you don't know is destroying your life. My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. The root cause of our problem is lack of knowledge of the truth. To know the truth is to listen to Jesus. And to listen to Jesus is to read the Word of God. Jesus said, in fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. That's recorded in John chapter 18, verse 37. So it's important to recognize who Jesus was speaking to when he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." If you follow back to John chapter 8 in verse 30, the Bible says, as he spoke these words, many believed in him. And verse 31 of John chapter 8 says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, to those Jews who believed in him, very important, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. So what we just read were spoken to people who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he comes down to verse 32 of John chapter 8 and says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's so important to know this. He wasn't talking here to people who didn't believe in him. He was talking to those who believed in him. And in verse 31, it says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The word know that we're talking about here is more than just intellectual knowledge. It's talking about you will experience the word of God, and these truths will set you free. So friend, it's not just a matter of I have received Jesus. You got to continue as a Christian. You got to continue in his word. The Christian life is to continue in God's word. So the way you can tell if people are true disciples is if they have continued in the word until the word has set them free. And you've got many people today who say they believe in the Lord, but they aren't free. You must continue in God's word. It cannot just be enough to believe in Jesus and say that's it. You need to continue in the word until you are set free. I could go into a jail cell and unlock the cell and say you are free, but that doesn't mean that they are freed. They would have to believe what I'm saying. They will have to think this isn't a trick. They are going to wait until I get out there, and then they will arrest me and charge me with trying to escape. Or they are not trying to fool me into doing this so they can shoot me or something like that. No, they have to believe what I'm saying, that they are free from their prison grounds. You could be set free, but if you didn't believe it, you could stay in that jail cell and you could rot as a free person. It's like Peter coming out of jail. He believed what the angel said and followed him out through the prison doors for his freedom. You can read that for yourself in Acts chapter 12, verses 5 to 11. You got to believe the word. You got to continue in the word so that you could be set free in so many areas of your life. So there is difference between freeing a person and a person being freed. And so you have been freed, but you aren't necessarily free until you believe it, until you continue in the word of God. He says that you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. That's what the Bible says. You have been freed, but that doesn't mean you are free unless you understand that your past is gone. And the only thing that is keeping you from walking in victory is your unrenewed mind. You don't know who you are. You are a new creation. But if you don't believe that you are a new creation and old things have passed away, everything is new, you will still be in your bondage. You see, if you don't know what you have in Christ, you will not walk in your freedom. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, everything is new. Bible says that you have been crucified with Christ. You are not the one living any longer, you see? But Christ lives in you. So the life you live is Christ's life. That's what you have to understand. He who is in us is greater than the one out there. And God is spirit, and he has given us his spirit. As he is in heaven, so are we on this earth. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, and he shall quicken you. He shall quicken your mortal body. We have this exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. So we need to believe and be free from fear, from anxiety, from depression, from other problems. The truth that you know sets you free, my friend. There are people who are offended and thinking, I'm not in bondage to anything. And yet you are in bondage to everything. You are fearful. You are worried. You are careful about everything. You have no peace. Jesus is telling you and me that if you believe in the word of God and continue in it, it will set you free in these areas. If you aren't free in these areas, you haven't believed in the word of God, you haven't believed the truth, you haven't continued in his word. I pray that you would believe in his word and continue in it, and you shall be free indeed. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, said Jesus. The very use of the word indeed means in truth. In other words, there are people who claim to have relationship with him, but it wasn't reality. It wasn't true. The way you discern if people are true committed Christians is if they continue in the word of God, if they continue to abide by God's word until they are set free. If you are born again, you are of your Father God. You have a spirit and you have a new nature. You are a new creation, but you still have your old thoughts. It's similar to when Lazarus was raised from the dead. He came out of the tomb bound hand and foot in grave clothes. He was alive, but he still had all his grave clothes on him. And Jesus told them, loose him and let him go. Until Lazarus was loosed, he wasn't free, even though he was raised from the dead. And so are many people who put their faith in the Lord. They are born again, but they still have all the old things of trappings on them, all their old lives, all their old mentality. How do you walk in the newness of life? By being discipled, and that's continuing in the word of God. That's why Jesus said, go into all the nations and make disciples, teaching them all that I have taught you, and I am with you. We need to be discipled to be set free. We need to be disciples so you can continue in the word of God. Christians need to be discipled because there are Christians who are just as fearful as people who don't know God and who don't have the promises of God. I pray that we will continue in the word of God. For example, the Bible says, you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. The Bible continued to say you will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. And yet you see Christians living in fear. And it shouldn't be like that. The Bible says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So we have all these promises, and yet there are Christians who are in bondage. There are Christians who are operating totally out of fear about their economies, about other issues. So just like Jesus did, he says, you have to continue in his word. And he was speaking to people who believed in him. You have to continue until the word sets you free, until the word of God will then make you free. Freedom begins with knowing the truth. And I pray that you shall continue in his word today so that you will be free. And if I've not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.